Dr. Lynn Lofton, owner of Elite Chiropractic and Wellness, located at 4487 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. Dr. Lofton believes that everyone deserves the opportunity to have optimum health through chiropractic care. Her desire is to create a better community, one spine at a time. Her services also include holistic care, nutrition, weight loss, and more. Tell her that Spark Plug told you to call. Her phone number is 404-228-6370. Remember, when it comes to chiropractic care, Dr. Lofton has your back.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to showcase your business in a big way and elevate your business profile. With billions of people online, our publication takes you beyond the internet and moves you to the front of the line. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have Grenadian royalty on the show today. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Janelle Hopkin, a young executive who is the president and managing director of Spice Island Beach Resort, the crown jewel of Grenada. Our guest today was born and lives in Grenada, one of the southernmost Caribbean islands. She trained at the prestigious Swiss Glion Institute of Higher Education and Excellence in Hospitality. She has worked alongside her family for the last 14 years, learning the ropes of running the ultimate luxury Caribbean resort from one of the best in the business, her late father, legendary Caribbean hotelier, and the resort's founder, Sir Royston Hopkin, KCMG. He ensured that she learned from the ground up what it takes to run one of the best resorts in the Caribbean. Today, she is the president and managing director of Spice Island Beach Resort. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who can be found on page 14 of our 2021 Atlanta Business Showcase edition of People You Need to Know Business Guide. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Janelle Hopkin to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug. How are you? Thank you for having me.
All right. How are you today?
Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
All right. How did you enjoy that?
I've been very well.
Did I get everything?
I'm in sunny Grenada. You did absolutely get everything. Thank you
all
for that.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Well, Ms. Hopkins,
before we start, I must also commend you on the beautiful publication. I am truly honored to be in such a beautiful publication.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. Now, Ms. Hopkins or Janelle, which one would you like me to call you today?
Janelle is perfectly fine.
Well, Janelle, now we know you're one of the busiest ladies in Grenada, so I want to get right into it. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the journey your family took to establish what we now know today as Spice Island Beach Resort.
Sure. So, I mean, I hope I don't go over your time. I tend to talk quite a bit. But just to before we get to Spice Island Beach Resort, we are from a bloodline of hoteliers. So my father's parents, my grandparents, actually in the 1960s ran a 10-bedroom hotel. It wasn't on the beach. It was in Grenada. And so they had seven kids. My father was actually the oldest of seven kids. They all grew up in the business. And at an early age, of the age of 19, my father actually started working with his father. Same concept, worked from the ground up. One of the first things he actually did was rental cars and taxi services, cleaning the yard, et cetera, et cetera. And he worked his way up, joined the hotel associations, and himself and his two brothers then bought another property in Grenada, which still exists today and is run by his brother, one of my uncles. But in 1969, he joined what was then Spice Island Inn. It was pretty much a dilapidated beach resort, 21 odd rooms on the beach, and he joined them, eventually became managing director, bought shares in the property because he just saw something. At the time, everyone in his life said, "You're absolutely crazy, it's a dilapidated beach property." But he saw something in this property, and by 1989, he became sole owner of the property. He then added on, it was 21 rooms on the beach. He then added on 17 private pool suites in the 1990s. And the resort has gone through from 21 rooms to 46 rooms. We now boast 64 rooms, all suites. And in 2000, we renamed it Spice Island Beach Resort. So you're looking at a long line of hoteliers. My sister and myself are involved. We studied hospitality, and I like to say it runs through our blood. So you get the best of both worlds, basically.
All right. Did your father, did he attend Glion Institute?
No. So, you know, it's funny. My father actually, and he always said growing up, don't follow in my footsteps. He actually dropped out of high school in Form 4. And he, you know, we joke about it. We used to joke about it. We always joke about it all the time. And he always said school was not for him. So he dropped out of school, and that's why his father said, okay, if you want to work with me, then you're not going to come in as an executive. You're going to come in from the ground up. You're going to be in the garden. You're going to be in maintenance, and you're going to work your way up to the top. And that's exactly what he did. It's just, it was his passion.
All right. So how did you guys find out about the school in Switzerland?
You know, my siblings, well, my sister, she's 9 years older than me, and she attended George Brown in Toronto. And by the time, I always say it came around to me, at the time, the best hands-on schools were in Australia or Switzerland. And when I say hands-on, it was a four-year degree. However, you only did 2.5 years in the classroom. It was a very practical experience, and that's what he wanted for me. So, for instance, 1 year, I worked in London. We called it a stage. I worked at the Four Seasons on Park Lane and the Royal Garden Hotel as a room service waiter, as a bartender. I've always liked the food and beverage aspect in those days. And you were graded on that. So it was a very, very practical school. The classes only had 20 persons. And he just felt like that's what, you know, I needed to be able to come back and give to the resort at that time. And it worked.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, Janelle, the Caribbean is filled with beautiful hotels and resorts. What do you think sets Spice Island Beach Resort apart and accounts for the numerous awards it has received over the years?
Well, you know, it's location, the island, the people, and, of course, we are a family-owned and operated resort. So when you have family-owned resorts, you oftentimes see the owners once a year, twice a year, popping in. But we actually, I've worked my way up through the resort, food and beverage manager, rooms division manager, with all of us. We actually are here every day. And one of the things that we ensure is we greet all of our arrivals and we say goodbye to all of our departures. And that, to us, is welcoming you to our home and saying goodbye to you. So we're very hands-on in the evenings. You would notice in the day, my dad or myself, my sister, my mother, we would circulate the restaurant, chatting with guests over dinner, sitting at the bar having drinks, because to us, you're in our home. And our staff as well, they make the resort what it is. And we believe that when you treat them with love, like family, they then treat your guests the same way. And then in terms of location, I have to brag to say that we are on the best location, on the best beach in Grenada. It's a quarter mile of beach. 34 of our rooms sit on the beach. When you open the doors, you can literally count 20 to 25 footsteps into the ocean from your room door. So that in itself makes us very unique. We're very understated. I like to call it understated elegance. We're not the modern, you know, 120-room resort with the fancy cabanas on the beach. We're just a nice, all-inclusive, family-run, luxurious resort.
All right. Let's elaborate a little bit on that term. Now, the term all-inclusive is sometimes misunderstood or at least sometimes negatively received to be budget buffets and low-end amenities.
Yeah.
How did you change the all-inclusive to represent a luxury concept?
Yeah, we like to say, you know, the last thing, we had a lot of pet peeves, and the last thing we wanted was people having to line up for buffets, put in what we call dog tags on their hands, color-coded little tags to tell you where you can eat. So what we did, 64 rooms, fully inclusive, and we wanted to keep all of our guests in-house. So, for instance, our dinner menus, it changes on a nightly basis. It's a 7-course menu. It's on a 3-week cycle. The only time someone would have a repeat of the menu is if they stay longer than 3 weeks. Our lunch menu is an a la carte menu that changes every 3 days with daily specials. And then our breakfast, we have only a continental buffet. So all your hot items are served, your eggs, your pancakes, your local Grenadian breakfast. Buffets, we only do on a Friday night and a Sunday beach barbecue. Room service is offered. You can have room service, no additional charge. You can also have room service course by course. So the server will bring you your appetizers, come back and clear, bring you your main course, et cetera, et cetera. And then we also like to use, you know, again, use the term that you're in our homes. So we have the best Molton Brown products in your rooms. We have the Frette linen. We have the Nespresso machines. We have the nicest pillows. So we want you to feel like you're in luxury and, you know, take away from that what I call mass all-inclusive concept. And the ability, the reason why we have not expanded as well is because we want to be able to have that connection with our customers, and that sets us apart, you know. So we, within the family and the guests, 64 rooms, maximum amount of people you may have in the resort is 120-130. So that really sets us apart.
All right. Well, tell our listeners, what is a traditional Grenadian breakfast?
Well, you have what we call codfish. We call it, I think many islands have different versions, called salted fish. You do it in a sauce. You can do it in a crepe. You have what a lot of islands call blood pudding. It's quite popular in the UK as well. And then you have your traditional, Grenadian traditional breakfast is your eggs and your bacon, but you'd have it with some of your fried plantain or your local, what we call provisions.
Okay. All
and
right.
What
now,
we also pride ourselves on is using only local produce. So you will not come to Grenada and see on our menus or the buffet blueberries, strawberries. We only use, and we want you to taste and experience Grenada. So we only use local fruits. All of our veg are local. Fish comes in from the local fishermen. If someone does want blueberries, they can request it. We will keep it in the back for them, and we will bring it out should they need it with their oats, et cetera, et cetera. So that in itself, you get to taste Grenada in terms of the local fruits. And my grandmother, my father's mother, actually was a pioneer in the 60s for taking the local products and putting them into the international recipes. She was the creator of avocado ice cream, which was really popular in the day. A lot of people use it now, but a lot of our dishes are actually signature dishes of my grandmother.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you know, Janelle, Grenada has an air of mystery about it, with its unique nickname, the Spice Island, which is reflected in your resort's name. What can visitors expect when they arrive on the island?
You know, Grenada is one of the few islands, I say, that still gives you that island feel. We have not been taken over by large resorts. Our beachfront, there's an old saying that goes, you don't build higher than a palm tree. So if you walk up any of the beaches, you would see the maximum maybe 3 stories for some of the hotels. The people also what make Grenada, and we boast our staff, and yes, we do train them, but the people are what makes the island. It's just, I don't know what it is, but they're just very friendly. And in terms of the island itself, it's very lush. You have your waterfalls, you have your rainforest, you have your spice factories. the rum distilleries still have a water wheel, which operate like in the 1950s. So you have a very old school, what I call island feel to Grenada. A lot of people say as soon as they land, they smell the nutmeg. It could be true because in a lot of gardens, even here at the resort, we get the cracked nutmeg shells and we throw it on top of the soil. So when you look into any of our gardens, you're looking at nutmeg.
Okay. All right. Well, tell our listeners, what are the best ways to get to the island from the major gateways?
Well, at the moment, obviously, that could change, but we did have a weekly flight on American from Atlanta, and then we also boasted a daily flight out of Miami International, American Airlines, and then JetBlue also had a daily service from JFK. So in terms of the U.S., that would be how you can get to us. And then you also have options of flying to Barbados or Trinidad, who have a lot more airlift, and then you obviously take the smaller airline, Caribbean Airlines or LIAT, over. It's a half an hour flight over to Grenada. But the direct service, Miami International, the timing also gave way to connections from all the other hubs, and then the Atlanta did that Saturday flight, which worked really well. So we're hoping to see them all come back. At the moment, they're operating 2-3 times a week, but I think once the world settles down, that will definitely come back on stream.
Okay. Well, you and your dynamic team have earned a lot of bragging rights. What are some of the most prestigious awards you have won so far?
Well, we've just recently, actually for 2020, won the U.S. World News and World Report. We were named number one in Grenada, number one hotel, number four, best all-inclusive in the Caribbean. And it means a lot to us because we only traded for 2.5 months of 2020. And I always say that it was my father unfortunately passed away in February. On the 22nd, in the middle of the busiest month of the year, and kudos to the team and the management who still, you know, picked themselves up and came to work and did what they have to do because that's what we were graded on at the time. And then, of course, we are the only independently black-owned AAA five-diamond resort in the Caribbean, the U.S., or Latin America. And, of course, we also boast the six-star diamond award from the American Academy of Hospitality Sciences. We were, every year, they send an inspector through, and the last time we were renewed was in 2020, January, for both. So those are our biggest awards. The Five Diamond AAA, as you know, as all our listeners know, that is the award, or that is the accreditation for any hotel. And it's a difficult one to achieve. To be honest, we've only had it for about 5.5 years, and we were at a four diamond for 14 years, and every year the inspector came through. You know, they test you on service, they come in incognito, and they also test you on your product. And we would miss it by 1 point or 1.5 for year after year after year. So when we finally attained it, we said, you know, we just have to keep it because that is the award to have.
Well, congratulations. And once again, please accept my sincere condolences on the loss of your father.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Sparkplug.
Well, recently, you took up the position of president and managing director, succeeding your late father, Sir Royston Hopkin, a renowned Caribbean hotelier and visionary. What are you doing to stay true to his legacy while establishing your own personal brand?
You know, my father was a superstar. He was an absolute superstar, and he was a legend in his own right, a giant of a man. And he was what I call the quintessential Caribbean hotelier, and he did everything for Grenada, for the Caribbean, for the resort, and he wanted best product and best in action in everything that he did. And like I said, he was all about hospitality. It wasn't just about running a hotel. He was about hospitality. For instance, we have a weekly cocktail where we bus all of the guests down to our home or his home at the time. And I always said to him one day, Dad, why is it, or how did you come up with this concept of bringing all the guests down to your home in your living room, on your veranda, on your lawn. And he said, well, growing up, his father did the same thing. On a Saturday night, he invited all the guests over to their living room, and they cooked dinner for them, and they got to know the family. So that in itself, with what he's created, my father has left a well-oiled engine for me. He has left an absolutely perfect, in my mind, product. And I can only, he took it from 1980s into 2000, and I have to now take it further, his vision, his legacy, make it my own, make my own tweaks here and there. But I have to now just take that into the 21st century and secure and keep our position in the market as a premier resort and destination. So, you know, a lot of people think I'm younger and I will come in and there will be many changes. But to be honest, they won't. I just will be tweaking, fine-tuning, and continuing what he has started. And I was there with him for years. He named me Deputy Managing Director in 2015. So I literally was on his right arm for the last 6 years. So it's really our vision that I'm continuing. And I want to continue this for him, for myself, for my family, for my son. And it's an absolutely great product. So it's just a matter of fine-tuning and continuing with the management and our great staff what he has started.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell our listening audience what you love about Atlanta's People You Need to Know business guide.
You know, I was intrigued, and, you know, you don't see this sort of information when I read through the magazine. You don't get that often. And business point of view, you learn a lot. Persons have an opportunity to boast of what they are doing. And it's not only about the product that they have or the business that they have, but about the person. And I am all for that person to person. And dealing with you guys, to be honest, the professionalism that I experienced, I've dealt with quite a lot of publications before, but this one, it was a very personalized experience. And I have to say, like I said, I have to commend you on it. It was a beautiful publication, and I honestly look forward to hopefully, you know, doing a lot more business with you guys.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, I am on social media under Janelle Hopkin, and the easiest way is also to follow Spice Island Beach Resort on social media. You can also contact me directly via email, should it be just to have a conversation or in terms of questions about the resort, making a booking, at Janelle Hopkin, JanelleHopkin, at Spice Beach Resort. And of course, you can reach out to me on my direct cell, 473-535-3520. You can send a message, you can send a WhatsApp, not a problem.
All right. Now, Janelle, for the slow riders out there like me, would you be so kind to repeat that information?
Yeah, so the email address is Janelle Hopkin, JanelleHopkin, at spicebeachresort.com. My direct cell is 473-535-3520. And you can also find me via the social media pages, Spice Island Beach Resort, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And I myself, I'm also on social media under Janelle Hopkin. So it's an easy to find, JanelleHopkin.
Ms. Janelle Hopkin, President and Managing Director of Spice Island Beach Resort, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I hope I didn't take up too much of your time.
Oh, we definitely appreciate your time, and I look forward to having you back again.
Yes, looking forward to it. And do enjoy the rest of your day, and, you know, hopefully we can keep this connection going.
I look forward to it.
Okay, take care, and thank you once again.
All right.
Okay.
You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on people doing big things in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. If you'd like to find out how you can be a guest on our show, please give us a call at 770-460-5995. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another excellent job behind the scenes, and thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.